sure sign that the weekend is right around the corner. It's Linda Hart with the Holland Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Missed you last week, but apparently you weren't here either.
Yep.
So you were busy islanding, I hear.
Yes, my husband and I went up to Mackinac Island for a couple of days.
Personal, not business?
Don't tell anybody.
Oh.
And actually, we played some golf. We had a great time. Today's his birthday, so Happy birthday, Mr. Christopher Hart.
Chris Hart, happy birthday. Chris is 41 again, right?
He is.
Yeah, how nice. Big celebrations for Chris today or this weekend? Or
we're going to go golfing this afternoon.
Oh, okay. All right.
So that's a pretty good celebration, and maybe some crab legs and some fun.
Oh, where do you go for crab legs? Can I ask you?
The Shea Hart Residence.
Oh, okay. All right. And what time is dinner? And what's your address?
That's right.
Where do I RSVP? But anyway, happy birthday, Chris Hart. And lots of reason to celebrate with things going on around the Holland area in the next couple of days. Let's start with this because I am so impressed with the Park Theater and everything that they bring in. And you would think that, oh, maybe for comedians, they get somebody out of, not that there's bad comedians in Saugatuck or Muskegon, but we have a national comedian, nationally known. I watched him for years at 10:30 Saturday night. Saturday Night Live and Tim Meadows tonight.
Yes, you know, the Park Theater has really, really stepped up their game over the last couple of years. And, you know, good for them.
Yeah.
But yeah, Tim Meadows is coming to the Park Theater tonight. And what I really like about this, it's not from, 9 to 11.
Oh, yeah, right.
Or 8 to 10. It begins at 7 o'clock. So it's 7 to 9 at the Park Theater. And you know that he is the longest running comedian on SNL.
Even beating Kenan Thompson?
Mm-hmm.
Must, because Kenan's been there, it seems like 3 decades. So, yeah, Tim Meadows tonight at the Park Theater.
And he's a Michigander.
Tim Meadows is.
Yes, from the Detroit area.
That I did not know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. I know something you don't.
Well, yeah, I think you know a whole lot that I don't.
Goodness.
But Tim Meadows tonight at the Park Theater. And it looks like second to last time you can head downtown Holland from 6:30 to 8:30. You walk around with your cool libation and enjoy street performers. Who's featured tonight?
Actually, they're bringing back the magic of Trino.
Trino is
so
back.
So, we're not going to see the Cirque du Soleil. Anybody walking on a tightrope today, but Trino is back. He was such a big success that they are bringing him back this evening.
And Trino is all about what?
Magic.
Just magic
and magic.
Cool stuff.
You know, he's the Tim Meadows of magic. How's that sound?
That works. I guess you tie it all in somehow, don't you? And that's 6:30 to 8:30. Next Thursday is the final for the summer.
Next Thursday is the final for the summer.
All right. So let's look ahead here tomorrow. And here's one that is the last one for the season. That's the Summer Concert Series at Collin Park. I had trouble with this band name. Grupo something or other.
Yes, Grupo Supo.
Well, and you have, yeah.
Grupo Supernova.
Supernova, okay.
So a Latino band.
Oh, cool.
And reached out to a couple friends of mine, and the response was great dancing music.
All right.
So Latino music, dancing music.
I think the only way that you would enjoy watching me dance Latin, especially, is if you spent 2 hours drinking libation in downtown and then came over. But
hey, whatever works.
Yeah, but I love Latin music. And
so good.
Grupo Supernova. That's a hard one to say, but that's tomorrow at 6:30,
yep,
correct?
6:30 to 8:30 at Collin Park.
And that's the final one of the season. Now, tomorrow and Saturday, if I am looking for my wife, I know where to find her. I'll find her. Where?
At the downtown sidewalk sales. And I think it's really interesting because they call them sidewalk sales, but literally everything goes into the street.
Into the street.
Yes. Yeah. So that kicks off tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Best deals, 9 a.m. tomorrow, and 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. And then again on Saturday from 9 until 5. Don't forget, because of the street performers tonight, and they close the streets, right, between
right.
College and River, the streets will stay closed.
Well, that's a good move.
That is a very, very good move. And it also gives the merchants an opportunity to come out early tomorrow morning and get everything set up. But you're right. Savvy shoppers.
Now, for me, I'm a non-shopper. It doesn't do me. What's the big deal?
Are you kidding me?
She's looking at me like, what are you talking about? Why is the sun out? Is she,
right, right. Why is it pure Michigan here?
Right, right.
Because downtown is, we are known for our boutique shopping and the finds that you can get. I mean, very, very, very special items. You know, if you're looking for something different, you know, as for yourself or a gift or for Christmas or whatever the case may be, and now it's all discounted.
Oh, okay. That's the one thing I hear. You know, I didn't necessarily need it, but it was 30% off.
And you definitely need it now.
You need it. Sidewalk sale, 9 to 8 tomorrow, 9 to 5 on Saturday.
That's exactly right. They have, I think, a little over 50 participants, both restaurants and both merchants and restaurants.
And restaurants. Here we go.
Yes.
And you know the rest, right?
Right.
For the weekend, I've not heard a whole lot about this, so tell me about the Makatawa Water Festival happening at Windmill Island Gardens.
Yeah, so the Water Festival runs at the island. It's a free event for families. It goes from 9 until 1, and this is really an opportunity to learn about our natural resources, specifically Lake Makatawa and the watershed. We have one of the largest watersheds in the state, and it's a great opportunity for families to learn about the watershed, all right? So we learn about invasive species, we learn about plants, we learn, about fishing and just the natural resources that are on and around the island. If you want to go kayaking around the island, you have that option. If you want to ride a bicycle, even tandem, you have that option to do that if you want to. I got my rain barrel there a couple of years ago. And they do have a rain barrel class. I looked it up this morning. Currently, it is full, but they are trying to expand and add additional times to do the rain barrels. Hugely popular, you know, if you're looking to water conservation, reusing. Yeah, absolutely. So, but it's been around for a couple of years. Proceeds go to the Project Clarity, which is a great initiative to clean up Lake Makatawa and obviously the watershed. And it's all sponsored by the Outdoor Discovery Center.
Is that going on all, let me try that again. Is that going on all day on Saturday? I work in radio. Yeah. No, all day on Saturday, sorry.
9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
All right. Something else we've talked about, but I'm so impressed with this area and the music in this area, and I never would have guessed that an area small as Holland has a symphony orchestra.
Oh, it's so good, too.
Collin Park, Saturday night.
Yes.
What's the deal?
Yes. So the Holland Symphony Orchestra is partnering with a Mariachi Garibaldi to do music free at Collin Park. And a lot of the music will be set to movies like Coco, if you ever saw the movie. So Holland Symphony Orchestra partnering with the Mariachi Band. So they'll be singing, there'll be music, and it is. Our symphony is top notch.
And what time is that on Saturday at Collin Park?
Oh, you're asking me a question? Let me see here.
Yes.
p.m. to 8 p.m. for 1 hour.
Folks need to know when to show up.
Right, so don't go play pickleball. Come to Collin Park.
Do you play pickleball?
I do not.
Okay.
But it just popped in my head, so I felt like I needed to share.
Into it. And finally, another great event going on at the Park Theater. I talked to, actually, the keyboard player, Ray Lukowski, of Night Moves and Ultimate Tribute to Bob Seger in the 7 o'clock hour. Learned all about it. Before we talk about that, favorite Bob Seger song.
Oh,
go.
I knew you were going to ask it. Turn the Page.
Turn the Page.
Turn the
okay.
Page. Yes, I even wrote it down. Turn the Page, because I knew I was going to ask you.
You knew that,
I was going to ask you what your favorite song was.
Come to Papa, maybe. You know, I'm going off the real, real big hits.
Sure.
Come to Papa, Betty Lou's.
Yes.
You know, so many good songs.
Ray
Lukowski, keyboard player with the Bob Seger tribute band called Night Moves. He says, call it the ultimate Bob Seger tribute.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Saturday night. Come on down for your fix of Seger.
That's right.
I think I'll do that. I'm looking forward to it anyway. You know, why not?
A full day of shopping, what are you going to do?
Right. And watching me the night before, salsa dance, you need a break. So, all right. Summer is winding down.
It's awesome.
And we're going to have, a good time until Labor Day, and then we'll continue after that.
Oh, we have so much to talk about.
Oh, we do. And let's save something for next week, all right?
Sounds good.